Tonight's Big Brother 21 Eviction Recap is sponsored by the FabFitFun Box. It's the seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. You can use the promo code RHAP for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. That's $10 off your first box with the promo code RHAP at FabFitFun.com.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. I'm sorry, guys. Rob couldn't make it today. He's been really, you know, caught up and busy with a lot of stuff. So he does send his apologies. Just kidding. It's prank week, Robbie.
Oh, my God. You should have seen the look on your faces.
Oh, my God.
Oh, prank week. Classic
hit
prank
bell,
week. We got you.
We got you good.
We got you good on prank week as we are pulling out all of the stops here on prank week. We got you. We're making prank week work.
And how will prank work? Week throw a wrench.
Throwing a wrench. All right, here we are live. August 22nd. I'm back here in the studio with the great Caitlin Herman. Caitlin, how are you?
I'm so much better now that you're back.
Yes. Caitlin, it's so nice to have you back here. Every time I look at you, I see home.
Oh my God, that is literally the nicest thing anyone's ever said, but maybe yes. It's because you look at me and you are home.
Yes. Okay. I'm at my home. All right. Of course, back with us tonight, the great Brent Wolgamont is here. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great time. It was a great show tonight and a very fun show to talk about.
All right. So here we are. We are back here live. Scott St. Pierre is traveling back home. He was here in the studio for the last two nights, but he's traveling tonight. So if you have questions, then here's what you need to do. Either put them in the chat and Brent will shout them out to us, or you could use hashtag RHAP. You don't even need to use hashtag RHAP. You could just send them to me or send them to Brent. And then we'll take your questions later on in the show as we talk about eviction night. And believe it or not, Caitlin, Sis somehow has gone home.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, if you were someone that kept up with the activity of last night,
yes,
you are very aware that that Taco Tuesday went to hell. And Chrissy proved to the entire world that manifestation works.
She manifested it. Has manifestation, is that in jeopardy of not being your thing now? Has Christy potentially stolen that from you?
No, there is enough room for everything. Excuse me, I will forever have that sound.
That's yours.
So, no, I mean, I was more of like the third eye kind of jingle. She has her manifestation. There is enough room. We could all have it. Rob, you could have it. I'd love to see you have an intuitive podcast.
I'd love that. I would love that.
Love that for you.
Okay. Brent, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think the episode, like I said, was very entertaining. I do think that it lacks some of the details. I think it was giving a little bit short shrift to Christy in terms of what she did to put herself in a position to survive a almost certain eviction, and also gave short shrift to Sis in what she did to help herself along to the jury house. I feel like we need to talk about that.
Okay, great. We'll talk about all that. Plus, it's prank week in the Big Brother house. We'll talk about what it means and where I think it's going. And we'll talk about that later on in this show. Okay. Yes. All right. But I guess we have to start with Taco Tuesday, where ultimately we ended up with a manifestation of Christy saving herself.
Easy mistake.
Yes. Okay. What do you think about Christy saving herself?
It was unbelievable what she did. If she didn't just prove to everyone how actually great of a game player she has the potential of being, then I don't know. That was an unbelievable event that just happened. I love that she stayed. I loved it.
Yeah, Brent, I have to say that in sort of like a hearing about it all week long, I was sort of like, well, I don't understand why is she going after Nick? But I did feel like that in the actual execution of it to sort of like say, Nick, like, who is your target? And really blowing that up in front of everybody. I thought she was making a good point here of like, yeah, Nick, if you win HOH, who are you putting up on the block? Everybody thinks they're safe with you. Why don't you tell us who your target is?
Yes. Let's talk about the bad news first. The bad news is that I thought that she really stepped on her toes here because she talked with Nick previously before Taco Tuesday because she was thinking about this on Monday. She said, on Taco Tuesday, I'm going to confront Nick. But then sometime along the way on Monday, her and Nick got into a room. They had a quote-unquote fight or a loud discussion. I think even Nicole overheard part of it, but most of the house didn't overhear it, where they discussed a lot of the same things that Christy brought up in the fight on Taco Tuesday. So she basically gave him a preview of what was to come, and yet he still walked into her trap. So let's be clear. She gave him a preview of all the things she was going to talk about on Taco Tuesday.
And he heard, overheard her, he eavesdropped on what was coming.
Yes, so that wasn't good on her part. However, she caught a break. And I will say this about her. I didn't think it was amazing, Caitlin, but she is hungry. She is hungry like a hippo. She
like
is
Jackson.
Yes, she is hungry to win this game. And that goes a long way in the house. It really does, because she started knocking on doors and getting people to talk, specifically Nick. And once you do that, then you can take advantage of things that open up to you. And what opened up to her during this Taco Tuesday fight was Nick spilling a few too many things about where his game was, who he was loyal to, and who he envisioned being 7th, 6th, 5th place. He said, well, people already know that. But as I said before, when I was talking to Taryn yesterday on the Twitch stream, it's one thing to say that people know that, and it's another thing to confirm it in a public audience that this is what I'm thinking, because as long as people have a sliver of a doubt, they'll be able to say, well, but maybe I'm wrong, maybe he doesn't really feel like I'm his fifth place, or that he'd be more loyal to this person, or that I might be out in seventh. But once they hear it from his mouth in talking to Christy, then there's no doubt anymore, and I feel like he really did himself a disservice in this fight.
Caitlin, I want to talk about Nick, where this was so bizarre, where that, you know, Christy was talking about doing this, but it seemed like that Nick got himself like worked up in the diary room. He, you know, like, and I don't know if a producer was like, hey, so what's going on with Christy? Is Christy talking about you? Right. And then maybe like coming out of a diary room session, that's why he got so worked up. But this was Nick coming out of the diary room, and this was like a deranged homeless person that see on the street. This is him not talking to Christy. This is him talking to no one as he's wandering around the house.
I'm confronting her, though. I'm not getting talked about anymore. So we're going to play this game where you're going to try to blow my game up here. Let me say your truth. Let's go. You want to tango? Let's tango. Christy trying to blow up my game. She's going to get ready for war in a second.
What's wrong with Nick?
Okay, here, there's two things. One, I need to respond to Brent because...
Yes. Come with it, Mama.
The bottom line is this. Like, Nick wasn't going to win that argument no matter what. There was literally... And Christy had her points, which is why I thought it was so amazing. Like, truthfully, like Rob just pointed out, there is something, and this is like the back end that like I know. Like, there is something, there was something that was said to Nick, there was something that triggered this angst. This didn't just come out of nowhere, whether we're missing just like a bit of something, because it just doesn't make sense why he got so riled up so quickly in that diary room and then just ran out and was like, I gotta do this right now. So with all of that heated anger, I mean, yes, you would assume and hope that given his profession, he'd be able to kind of compose that a little bit more. But as we know, all breaks are all whatever the hell I'm trying to say. Like, everything is loose in the Big Brother house. It doesn't matter. So the bottom line is that coming out of the diary room and then having to be there and have to sit in front of Christy, well, it is nobody's business what Nick's game is. So when, you know, Christy's like, and you're promising loyalty to this person and this person, what the hell else is Nick going to do except for explode? Like, it takes a lot of composure and...
Yeah. But Caitlin, it was his decision to start that in the first place.
Totally.
The one thing to keep in mind is that in the instant ramifications of this fight, it looked like everyone was a lot more pro Nick in the immediate future. Everyone was like, oh, Nick, you know, she really shouldn't have done that. Right. She's on her way out the door. She's trying to make you look bad. We feel bad for you. But he said, again, I think he could have quote unquote won the fight, if, or at least not lost the fight, if he hadn't said some, he hadn't fallen into some of the traps that Christy set for him. And whether she did that intentionally or not, look, she was pushing, as Tara and I talked about with Melissa, she was pushing, trying to open up doors here and there. And one of the many doors that she tried to open opened up in front of her and she walked through it. And so I will give her all the credit in the world for that, because we've seen like the streets of Big Brother are littered with the corpses of people who did not even try to save themselves. And she not only knew that she was going home, but she knew she needed to do something about it, change the status quo. She did it, and I'm happy for it. I really am.
Caitlin, I want to get your take on Jackson and Holly. Is this a net positive for them to have Christy stay in the house?
Yeah, I think that they can totally take this to their advantage. I don't think that when Christy was giving her, you know, plead to Jackson and Holly that she was lying. I think that she's now put her cards on the table. She's going to be honest. I mean, we hope so. She says, who knows what's up her sleeve, but I do think she will be loyal to them. I think that they are her, especially now with Holly HOH, although prankster weeks, so like who really knows what's going to happen with that opportunity now is Holly with Holly as HOH. I don't know. I don't know what Holly's thinking though. I don't know.
Brent, what do you think for Jackson and Holly? Did they make the right call here?
It's tough to say. It really is. I could see, I'm very fencerton about this, okay. I have to tell you, because for my entertainment, I was here for it. But yes, for their specific game, remember, they don't know about the secret connection between Christy and Tommy. And all throughout the week, remember, we had a wall yeller earlier in the week. And after that wall yeller who tried to expose Tommy and Christy's prior relationship, but it was not really successful. After that happened, Tommy and Christy really tried to separate and have done a good job of it, to the point where Christy's having conversations with people like, well, I don't know if I have Tommy's vote to stay, but I know I have yours, Cliff. And people were buying it. So I do feel overall that Jackson and Holly probably made the wrong call in keeping Christy, but it was close enough that I cannot fault them, because we have information that they do not have, in that Tommy and Christy are really much closer. Yeah. And yeah, Tommy might bring, like, if this HOH had gone a different way, I feel like that Tommy, like if Tommy had won HOH or Nick had won HOH or Christy had won HOH, I feel like that, prank week aside, that Tommy would have been able to bring together Christy and Nick, and that would have been really, really bad for Jackson Hall.
Yeah, let's put the Tommy and Christy connection aside, but I think that for Jackson and Holly, Christy is the much more capable player in the game to keep her around, as opposed to Sis, who is a non-entity. Nick might have put Holly up on the block, but I don't know. I guess Nick has won an HOH before, but are you scared of Nick?
I guess they really wore it. They really put too much stock into this. Like, they were convinced it was going to be a bird competition. You remember all these bird sounds because we were woken up in the middle of the night, and Jackson's like, well, Nick's really good at that. So, and I don't know why he became so instantly anti-Nick. I guess it was because of some of the things that Nick said. Also, Holly's been pushing, you know, I don't like Nick. Holly was even in favor of Nick going up on the block when Jackson won the veto. Right. So I feel like it was probably the wrong call.
Yeah.
But
bird call.
But I take your point though, that keeping somebody like Christy in the game is maybe being a little bit too cute. I mean, just get rid of Christy. Keep Sis in the game. She's an absolute nobody. You can do whatever you want with her. She's not going to win squat. And she can't win the game. I disagree with Taryn on that. I never thought that Sis could win the game.
Yeah.
But I feel like
there was no way that was going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like they were a bit too cute by half, but I think that it was close, and I can't fault them too much.
Yeah, I think that this is almost at this point, this is like one of these like crazy Survivor seasons where, you know, the game is so fluid. Just get the best players out. You know, you have two people up on the block. Forget about the numbers. Forget about the alliances. The deals change from day to day in the house. You don't know if somebody's going to be your best friend or your worst enemy by 1 week from tonight. So just get the most capable player out. And when Sis and Christy are sitting up on the block, I think you got to knock out Christy.
Yeah. What I'm excited about moving forward, though, is that how many are we left with? Eight?
Yep.
Eight are left. This eight, I truly, truly, I don't think any of us could sit here and be like, this person's going to win. Like,
oh, it's not fluid. Like you're
wide open. Yeah, which is so fun. Yeah. Like, that's really, really fun. So,
yeah, last season with Big Brother 20, I was like, I knew Tyler was in the final two. It was just a matter of who was with him at that point.
Oh, you didn't? Wait, you didn't think that? I was going to be in the
final. Well, you were gone by this point. Yeah.
No, I mean, I just feel like that's like something I should have known like about you, Brent.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't think I was like maybe coming back. I don't know. Like,
well, we did think you were coming back, but then there was the puzzle.
Whatever. I don't want to like make it.
Caitlin, did you ever go back and watch the rap episode where you didn't solve the
No, I still haven't. I'm like really like, I think it's too close to home. I think like now that I'm like in this, like I don't want to see you guys talking about me.
Rob was like you've never seen it before. He was like,
I was throwing papers.
And now he literally wants to kick me out of his house. So no,
that's
it's like,
not. That's
change.
Not. That's not. Okay. Brent, you were going to tell us about how bad Sis was. So what did she do that really screwed things
up? That's the thing. Because all week long, Holly had been in favor of keeping Christy in some form or another, either Jackson using the veto or in favor of getting rid of Sis, who Holly has been a little bit threatened by. Remember, it came down to Holly and Sis during that pose in Ivy competition. And Sis had a few things to say about Holly when she beat her in that and didn't step down like Sis wanted her to. Aside from that, Holly has been in favor of getting rid of Sis and keeping Christy throughout the week. Jackson has not been. Jackson has been tunnel visioned. I'm going to get rid of Christy. I won HOH. She's my target. I won the veto. I solidified my nominations. I'm going to get rid of her. The problem was when Sis decided that she needed to campaign. And as I talked about earlier in the week, with Taryn, oh my God, like she would have been better just doing nothing. I said this on the morning update. Like if she didn't do anything, Sis, I feel like she's here today. If she said nothing, if she just sat out and tanned, she would have been here today. But instead, she's like, well, I guess I have to start my campaign today. And when you put, you know, the tools of campaigning into the hands of somebody who is not used to doing it and doesn't know what the hell they're doing in the game, you can only make matters worse. And that's what exactly happened when she went to talk to Jackson. First, she talked to Holly. She said, look, I love you, Holly, but I can't with Jackson. I can't. And, you know, like, that's Holly's main squeeze. What the hell are you telling Holly that for? And then she went to Jackson, and Jackson, all Jackson needed to hear from her, Sis, was, you're not going to come after me. You're not going to come after me. That's all I need to hear. I need your word that you're not going to come after me if I vote to keep you in this game, if I push to keep you in this game. She couldn't do that. She couldn't look him in the eye and do that. She couldn't just play the game and say, you know what? I give you my word. I'm not coming after you guys. Or as a word aside, she couldn't even say, I'm not coming after you guys. He's like, well, who's your target then? She's like, I'll go after Nick. And, you know, kind of look at him and like, is that the answer you want to hear? And like, this is the point in time where she can't even read the signs that Jackson wants from her. He doesn't want to hear necessarily that you're going to go after Nick because he doesn't even believe that. And as you could tell during the exit interview, that wasn't believable to begin with because she's like, I was more loyal to Nick than most people in the house. He wanted to hear that you were going to be loyal to him. And she couldn't give that to him. She creeped him out. And he's like, well, I got Sis here who's lying to my face, and I know she is, and is loyal to Nick, one of the guys that I don't like right now. And Christy's saying, I give you my word. I'm you know, in front of America and my dead sister or whoever the hell. I give you
I
my
think
word.
The sister's dead.
Her sister's not dead, but she's sworn on her many times and have
making a large appearance.
She's lied many times on her sister. Yeah. I'll just say, okay, yeah. Nevertheless, the point being though that she really, really gave Jackson an option by being so adamant, like Nick is my target. And I will go after him if you keep me in this house. I will not do you wrong. And compared to what Sis was selling, Christie's looked pretty good. So, yeah, that's where Jackson started to flip.
I don't know.
Not to toot my own horn, but I'm really liked in this house. I have a great social game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was true.
Okay.
And one thing they left out of the episode, I'm sorry, but I want to get this in because this is the part that I feel like you guys really like. It's one thing when you hear Sis talking about the fact that, oh, I'm really liked in this game and there's no way I'm going to get voted out. And then you remember during the field trip competition, she was talking about throwing the competition, staying up on the block because she knew that no one, so she thought, would get rid of her. But then once things started to happen yesterday and she realized she was in trouble, it's a lot different when you're the one saying, oh, that's fine if I go to jury and be with Jack. But when the house decides they're going to get rid of you and you don't have a say in it, that's when it really started to hit her and she started to cry and she was like, no, this can't be happening. And I finally got what I wanted out of Sis in that moment because she was like, God damn it. I'm really good. Like I'm the hot one. You're going to vote me out over Christy.
Right. And I hate to steer away from gameplay, but she is the hot one. She's literally the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry. Like, I mean it. If everyone's beautiful in their own right, but if I could choose someone to look like, it would be her. She's the hottest thing I've ever seen.
She's gorgeous. She really is.
Have you ever seen a face
Christy
like that?
Christy looks amazing, though, tonight, I will say, too. Christy looked like...
Oh, they both look beautiful. It was a great night as far as looks
beautiful
are concerned.
Nominees.
Except for Julie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, was what Julie was wearing, was that the start of Prank Week?
See, I didn't really hate Julie's outfit, although
come on, listen,
I think what made the outfit just a little like was the hair with it. If she did the hair with
wild,
like a tight little dress, like cute black dress, cute night.
No,
for you.
I agree with Hamster Watch. She said that I'm Julie Chen and I'll be your dental hygienist tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's wild.
Yeah.
That white jacket was not working.
All right. Well, let's talk about Prank Week because we got the twist coming. I saw some people, some intrepid people found the link today, knew it was coming. No sign of James Hewling here on Prank Week.
Thank God.
But we did the whole thing with the bird call and then messing with the house guests and then got this HOH. So
do your best bird call. Really? That's the best you can
do?
What do you do?
What's your bird call? Let's go to the What bird is that?
That's the...
Are you killing a bird?
The European... What were they saying? Like, the European... Finch. Yeah. Brent, now you go. Brent's going to be like...
I can't. I don't know, but I'm sorry.
Brent doesn't have a bird call. Yeah. this was Tommy talking about the bird call.
This is crazy. We have to memorize bird sounds?
This is crazy. Bird sounds? Really?
Do you have the bit of his bird sound?
No, I don't.
That was cute.
And we know Nicole was very upset about this.
Birds. Why does it have to be birds?
Because that's your thing, Nicole. That's your thing.
In my notes.
You're getting screen time whenever it's birds. So,
in my notes, I did say this is a very bird-heavy season.
Bird-heavy season.
A lot of bird work.
All for Nicole. But it's Prank Week. Brent, I believe Prank Week ultimately will culminate in no eviction on Thursday. 1 week from tonight, it's a reset week. And then we get, bazinga, we got you. We'll see you next week, house guests.
See, here's the thing. I don't think so. And I take your point, just to set up what Rob is saying here. He's saying that it's going to be basically a reset week like Big Brother 16, where basically they do the whole week over again, have the HOH competition, have the same veto, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think so. And currently... in order to have a double eviction, they would need to have a reset or a buyback at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of the opinion, and this may be crazy talk, that there is no double eviction coming. I think there is none. Because I think they're just going to run the season out because they don't want anyone coming back from the jury. They sure as hell don't want Jack coming back from the jury, so they can't do a buyback. I think I will say this though: if there is going to be a reset, I think it's going to be now. But Julie said Thursday, another house guest is evicted. And blah, 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 blah. And there was nothing about a double eviction. And during the reset
week... Did she say Haskins would be evicted?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Mm. Yes, play it back. Because okay. Taryn already talked about it on Twitter. Yes.
Okay.
She did say, so join us live next Thursday for the live eviction.
Because...
it's sent to the jury.
Because already, you know, it's prank week. You're voting for, we're going to take away one of Holly's nominations. This is already like a very fugazi week that we're messing with Holly's HOH. This is super unfair what's happening, that America is going to get a nomination. If they use the veto, America's going to get a chance to rename a nomination. That I feel like that a reset might be the only thing that's that would be fair here. I mean, Jackson could end up on the block and going home on Holly's HOH because of this twist, Brent.
I think that's a slim possibility.
No, I don't think so, yeah. But it would be that we
I
are
take
in
your
this,
point.
Yeah, this
yeah,
position.
Well, that could have happened during Tommy's HOH week, during the field trip, that Christy could have went home during his HOH. I mean,
but
they were
the
that
field
hard.
Trip, I think, was weak sauce compared to this, where America is going to not vote three people into a competition where they will even have a chance to win safety. America is going to vote somebody onto the block, and then if the veto gets used, America...
That's not it, though. No, that's America's not what we're doing. We're voting for the prank trickster, Rob. We're voting for the person. We're voting for the hacker, basically. We're voting for the person we want to give the power. Basically, who do you want to give co-HOH responsibilities to?
That's the prank?
What we're voting.
Yeah.
That's
so it's
the
like,
prank.
Let's
yeah.
say we give the prank to Nicole, right?
Right.
And Nicole remains anonymous because I don't think the prankster is going to be like announced. She's going to go into the diary room. She's going to get a thing. You're the prankster. And like, she's going to do the whole thing.
See, I thought we were the pranksters.
Oh, no.
We're crowning the prankster.
Like homecoming queen. Mm-hmm. So we're going to crown, hopefully, Cliff, because I'd love to see that moment for him. But again, free to do whatever you want, voters out there. I will be voting for Cliff. I want to see him do, like, let's say he does decide I'm going to put up Jackson. No one's going to know about it. Holly's nominees are going to come up mm-hmm. great. So when we choose who we're voting for, we have to choose who we believe will do what we want as a nation.
Okay. As a nation. All right.
And I, like I said, I said this on Twitter. Like, I think it's Occam's razor here. Like, the most likely possibility is the real possibility. Cliff is going to win this power. He is America's prankster. You guys can vote for who you want for, but like, I mean, that's clear that what's what they want to happen. There's even a video on CBS.com, Cliff the prankster. I mean, like, it really couldn't be more obvious what's going on here. And Cliff does have a deal currently with Jackson and Holly. I feel like that if Cliff wins America's prankster, that he'll basically cede his power to Holly and it'll be like nothing happened this week. I really do feel like that's what will happen.
Really?
If Cliff wins prankster. Yeah, Well, I mean, Cliff's not going to turn his back on Jackson. I feel like Cliff is more threatened by the Tommy, Nick, and Christy axis of evil in his eyes.
I don't know. I am just so sick of making these assumptions that I know what's going to happen because, guys, it changes all the time. We don't know. Cliff could really just like come out and be like, all right, I'm ready to play the game.
I mean, I know that Cliff was talking with Nicole last night, and Nicole was voicing her concerns that if she won HOH, that she would go after Christy and Tommy. That's what she was going to do if she won HOH. So, and Cliff wasn't opposed to that. So I have to believe he's thinking the same
and
way.
And Brent, also, then the prankster will, if the prankster's nomination gets taken off the block, the prankster will name the veto nominee?
Yeah.
Yes, that is what they have said in the rules. So again, to be clear, HOH has normal responsibilities to nominate two people for eviction. However, this week, as they told them ahead of time, HOH is only going to not, they're going to quickly learn HOH is only going to get to nominate one person for eviction. The prankster is taking over the other half of the HOH's responsibilities. So Holly's going to only have one key in the box for herself. The other one is for the prankster. And the house guests are no.
And Holly's key, make no mistake, will be Nick. That will be, yes.
100%.
Nick is going on the block.
I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like in some ways, like, they catch Christy in the house to go after Nick, so now they're going to go after Nick themselves. So then, and then she's going to be the outgoing HOH, and if Nick does go home, that leaves Christy in the game. I feel like that's a bad spot for them, but we can get into it. Anyway,
manifest the truth, bro.
Yeah.
So, again, the point is that Holly will have one HOH nominee. The prankster will have one HOH nominee.
So,
able to do it in secret, though.
Okay. So, all right. So, Holly is going to use her one nominee on Nick. Hypothetically, what would prankster Cliff do with his one nominee if the easy one is taken off the board?
I think he would probably, like, if I'm Cliff, and like, Cliff is a wise guy. I feel like he knows the way the house views him. I feel like he'll just come clean and say to Holly, look, they voted for me. I'm America's prankster. What do you want me to do? I really do feel like he'll do this. Or at the worst case scenario, I still feel like he'll be in line with what Holly would want to do. But, and I feel like, what?
Isn't what Holly would want him to do be put up Nicole as the other nominee?
No.
What would she want? Jess?
No.
Christy.
I feel like Christy is who she would put up as. Or Jess as a potential pawn to get rid of Nick.
Well, Christy versus Nick on the block would be explosive this week.
Battle Royale.
And then nobody goes home on Thursday. Bazinga.
I see. I don't feel like that's happening, but I feel like that if we're going to get a reset, it's going to be now. So we'll see.
I love the idea.
You love the idea of what?
As soon as you said that when we were sitting outside, I had a chill down my spine.
You think it's for real? Yeah, because I think that they love the double eviction, Brent.
Yeah, but this season has been really rough for them, though. And,
been rough for who? The production?
Yeah.
With the racism and stuff?
Yeah, and with Jack going
out. So there's no double... too much racism. Cancel the double eviction. That's it. We can't hit it.
I just
enough
like
is enough, people.
Well, again, they told us about the reset in Big Brother 16 ahead of time. We knew what would happen if they pressed the button. We knew the reset was coming that entire week. We knew none of this mattered. We knew it was coming. This time, they said, join us next Thursday for the live vote and eviction. So I'm thinking that there is not going to be a reset, Rob. And if there's no reset, then there's no double eviction.
Why call it prank week?
I have a question.
Because it's like the hacker week and they decided to name it something else.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes, Caitlin. Yes. Caitlin has a question. Let's go to Caitlin.
It's a general question for everyone listening. Okay. So Cliff, let's say Cliff, whatever. He's the obvious choice, but who's the choice that, like, let's collectively decide we should be voting for to make it interesting? Who's going to be, you know, Brent, you make a valid point. You think that maybe he would just tell Holly, be honest, but who is the person that could win, that could really, like, do it and, like, not tell and do it well?
Well,
you're right, Nick.
I guess it's Nick, but again, there's no chance he's going to win. Number 16 out of 16.
I'm voting Nick for prankster.
Vote for me for the prankster, because I'll be a good prankster, bro.
Vote for Nick if you want an entertaining week, sir.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be weird, though, if he was on the block, but then also controlling who the other nominee was? That would be weird. Yeah,
that would be very fun.
But nobody likes him.
Yeah, but I feel like, again, no matter how this shakes out, I just feel like that Nick's going to go onto the block and Nick's going to go home.
Yeah.
Unless he wins the veto. Now, if he wins the veto, then
that's going to be very interesting.
Nick is one of these people where if he was on the block next Thursday, he's one of these people where they can't even find tweets to say, like, oh, Nick, please don't go home at BBFan19. There will be zero tweets of, like, Nick support. He will not get 10 votes for the prankster.
I will vote for him.
Yeah. This did make me laugh in the episode when Christy was complaining about what the problem is with Nick.
I don't have a campaign against Sis, but I do have a campaign against Nick, because he is a swindler.
He's a swindler.
He's a racist.
And as we know, Christy hates Rachel Swindler, for she does the impressions of her.
Yeah, but Christy doesn't know that Rachel Swindler.
And she's like, no.
She's about to.
He's a swindler. I hate him. He does impressions of me. I hate
that
him.
That was great. I the love swindler. That got in there. That was like earlier in the week when Cliff called Sis a doorstop, and which is what we've been calling her on Twitter all year long.
All year long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was also, we got to see Nick vote, and that he did a weird shout out tonight.
Sam, I miss you, Sander!
What does Nick still acknowledge Bella ever, Brent? Does he ever do on the live feed he talks to Bella?
I don't know if he talks to Bella, but he talks about her in that, you know, like, she'll be okay with this. Me cuddling with Tommy, me cuddling with Sis, me cuddling with Nicole. He cuddles with everybody to the point where I think some people don't even like it. I think Nicole said earlier in the week that Nick laid on her. She didn't care for it, but she didn't know how to respond to it. So just putting that out there, Big Brother, that Nick is getting a little bit too touchy-feely, and maybe that's not so cool to let him just continue unimpeded in the Big Brother house. He talks about Bella sometimes, and he hopes that they're going to be fun when they get outside the house. And Bella has been on Twitter a little mysterious about what she said about Nick, because she said some, you know, not so great things about him. Like, I can't support Nick's actions in this and blah, blah, blah. But then at other times she's like seemingly rooted for him.
Well, this is, let me just read between the tea leaves. Like, I'm done with him, but if he wins the 500K, the door is open.
Bella and I spoken about this before.
Yes. What did she say?
I mean, I just think that, honestly, and the best advice that I could give her is that, like, it's going to change every day. I don't think it's necessary for her to be making statements like, F this, like, I'm over this, like, all of that stuff. Because literally every day he could say something new that will, like, you know, to the cameras, that will make her change her mind. Like, she won't have closure with the situation until she sees him at finale.
He could still win. I mean, it's not non-zero chance he could win.
He can get out of this week.
I think that she genuinely did not want this to happen, did not want to feel uncomfortable watching the show, like thought that it would go differently.
I don't think she wanted to feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
I don't think any of us do.
Yeah. I will say this, though, that if Nick goes home this week, I do feel like that he has many chances to save himself for a variety of avenues. Number one, obviously the veto. Number two, if somehow whoever wins it decides to help him and, you know, put somebody else on the block who's more likely to go home. But number three, if he wins himself in a vote, or if there's a reset week, there's a lot of different ways. And I do feel like that Nick going home really puts the game on a precipice, because if you pull that piece out of the Jenga board, now you have three pairs who are left in the game with Jess. And she doesn't really have loyalties to anybody, but if she has loyalties to anybody, it would probably be Christy.
Yeah.
But that's tenuous at best. So I do feel like in some ways, maybe pulling that piece out is not advantageous for Holly. And the more she thinks about this, maybe she'll come around to that idea. We'll see.
Okay. We'll see. Do you think that Nick and Bella are going to stay together after the season?
I don't know. I would.
But you're my expert.
I really don't know. I'll tell you that I think that there's a, and I know this is going to sound not what we thought, but now that Annalise went into the jury house, I think we can definitely expect to see a relationship at finale night between Jack and Annalise. They're going to get really close, and I can guarantee we'll see, you know, they're totally together. And I do believe that Holly and Jackson will be together too. Like, mm-hmm. seriously, boyfriend and girlfriend. Do I think it'll last? Of course not. Of course not.
No, I don't think so either. Because Holly's even had discussions with Jackson at various points. Like, you know, what's your secret? What are you hiding from me? And like, I'm like, if she only knew that the only thing that he was hiding from her is that he's just a server. Like, she's like, are you a doctor?
How old is Jackson?
I think he's like 24.
Jackson's a waiter?
Yeah, he's a server.
Yeah. He's a server.
And he lives in LA.
Could you imagine that Jackson is bringing the food to you? Like, we talked about this on News AF, like the people that like eat your DoorDash. You got to think that he's like, you order something at the restaurant, he's like chowing down on it while he's bringing it to your table.
Wait, speaking of DoorDash, can I just say something that happened to me this week that I was like, whoa, was not expecting it?
Yes.
I ordered food from Grubhub.
Yes.
I got it delivered. I opened my door. I went to take it. I'm signing. And the person goes, okay, like, I'm not trying to freak out, but like, when I saw I was delivering to Caitlin Herman, like, I was like, it's not her. And then I was just like, oh my God. And like, thank God my apartment was like really clean and like looked good, because she was, yeah. She was there. And I was just like, hi. And she was like, I like, don't know what to say. Like, we ended up taking a selfie, and like, it's like me holding my Greek salad and like her smiling. But I was just like, now you know where I live. Like, isn't that just like a little, it's something that I never even considered, put into consideration. Yeah. I mean, I order food all the time. Ugh, guys, it's a little scary. Right.
The only thing more surreal is when you get your DoorDash delivered to you by a reality TV show contestant.
Right.
Because that's usually the pathway to reality TV and then food delivery.
Yeah, let's hope that that's not my path.
That's what I'm doing after this. I got to put a shift in after the podcast.
Okay, Rob, well, live your truth and be well. You have to provide for a family.
That's what I'm, you know.
May I?
Go for it. All right, let's go ahead and let's hear what's in Caitlin's notes. Let's cue the music.
Okay, Julia Tambunvas, this is a look. Loving this fringe sleeve. They have so much produce in this damn house. Cliff has a very nice suntan. Jackson is such a little shit, sir. Taco Tuesday will never be the same. This season is filled with people eavesdropping by doors. Jackson's snacks are so organized in his HOH room. Nick is spicier than these tacos. I live for a good kitchen confrontation. Cliff is way too pure to be around this nonsense. Jessica looks like she saw a ghost when she was called first to cast her vote to evict. A very bird-heavy season.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Great job, Caitlin's notes.
Please.
going to auction those off for charity. Yes, at the end of the
Taco Tuesday was a lot longer, obviously. They edited it down for the broadcast. I watched a couple times. The best part to me was at the end where they were like apologizing, like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess up Taco Tuesday. And Holly's like, guys, come on. We got dinner and a show. I'm cool. Like,
oh, that was so funny when she said that. Yeah, that was cute.
I liked that. Yeah.
I think I'm a Holly stan.
I kind of am too.
Holly stan?
I like her vibe. I really do.
Yeah.
We had a prediction contest here when we watched the episode. Who was going to be the HOH? Caitlin, what happened?
You know, Rob, we sat down and we began to watch. I placed who I thought would win, and Rob was somewhere gallivanting elsewhere when Rob came back.
Set up the stream.
Doing his job. When he came back, I said, Rob, who's going to win HOH? He immediately, without a breath, without any sort of hesitation, said, Holly. Holly.
Yeah.
And then Holly went first and nailed
it. That was crazy.
It was unbelievable.
Nailed it.
I could not believe that. That thing is so hard. And she like got a perfect score.
It was unbelievable.
A perfect shot. It was crazy.
In fairness, I saw the spoilers today.
What are you talking about? You thought you could pull a fast one on me. You think I'm some idiot sitting over here.
Definitely not.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Brent, what else from tonight's Big Brother? We have Prank Week. We have our new HOH, Holly, HOH for Holly, first repeat HOH of the season.
Yeah. First repeat HOH of the season.
Probably bad news for the Holly and Jackson game overall to have back-to-back weeks up in the HOH room.
Probably. And this week wasn't good for them either. It was good at the first part of the week. Jackson and Holly were doing a good job of integrating with the house guests. But after the veto, I really feel like they were spending most of their time together. They were not talking with many of the house guests. It's not just like gaming time, like, okay, let's have a 5-minute conversation and get our game down. No, it's just spending time with people and they spend all their time together. I feel like that doesn't behoove them. And just spending another week in the HOH bedroom is not going to really help them out, especially when she doesn't even control half of her nominees. However, it should be stated that she's not going to have to get her hands dirty. Taryn made this point on Twitter that she has a target in Nick. At this point, she doesn't even need to name a pawn. It's not even her responsibility at this point. So she doesn't even have to do that. The prankster is going to do that. And as I was going to say earlier, Cliff is aware of the fact that the house guests view him as very popular with America because they all like him very much. They know he pranks people. That's what Cliff does in the house many times, although Nicole and Annalise have at various times pranked Cliff as well. But I have to believe they're going to all suspect that Cliff is the prankster. And if he does win the power, I feel like he's just going to tell people about it. There's no reason not to.
I'm really praying.
It makes him look shady if he doesn't.
Yeah. Do we know any sort of like order of operations of, is there any chance the prankster would get to make their nomination first before Holly?
We do not know anything about the order of operations. Taryn was talking about that on Twitter. I feel like my best guess would be that because the HOH was crowned first, the HOH would get first pick of their nominees, and then the prankster would get to prank the HOH by taking half of the responsibility away from them.
But do we know at all if it's going to be like, so Holly is going to lock in her nominations, and then is it almost kind of like the nightmare power? Like, is Cliff going to get to see who the two nominees are, and then have
one nominee? He's going to get to see who one nominee is.
Well,
we don't know.
That it's not a prank. Well,
it says they get to take over the initial naming. So, I mean,
Rob, that is so... No, Rob, you're right. That is so it.
Doesn't she have to lock in her two names and then... they're not going to tell her that it's a prank.
That's it.
They're
not going to... You're right.
Right? Did they say... And again, we do this right after the episode. So I don't think that they are... They didn't tell the HOH what the powers are. I think that they want to have like... Yes, Caitlin.
You're on to
she's, Rob. Isn't she the best?
No.
She's the best.
No, that's
I'm looking for the actual
here.
Rules.
First of all, you are so effing brilliant.
Like, I think that they want to get
a prank.
Like that nightmare power that we didn't get to see.
Yeah, but then that would allow him to take down, like, her target.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a prank.
Let me read it to you.
Please, Brent, take the floor. Yes.
Okay, here we go. America's prankster vote. During the voting period, viewers, blah, 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 will be given the power to secretly control America's prankster will be given the power to secretly control one nominee for eviction during the applicable week by selecting one nominee at the nomination ceremony. America's Prankster will also choose a replacement nominee if their original nominee is vetoed during the veto meeting. And then it goes on.
Yeah.
So again, it's whatever they want to do. But I feel like that she's going to get to control one key and America's Prankster's key is going to be in the other box. I feel like that's what's going to happen.
I think that she's going to turn the second key and it's not going to be the face that she picked. And because wait, hold on. That's not what I did.
I think Cliff is going to, or assuming it's
that, that would be better. I hope they do that. That'd be more
so
fun.
She has
to expose what she wanted to do as a pawn.
Rob, you are beyond.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Caitlin. I appreciate that.
You know,
I appreciate
you just
that.
Have insight. That
Caitlin, let it be said, though, that even though I think this is a great idea, the show doesn't always make the best decisions for best.
No, absolutely not.
They can step on their own toe.
This is the most prestigious podcast in the land. So one would hope that production is already sitting watching live, which I know some of them do.
And I was bitter that we didn't get the Nightmare Power ceremony. I wanted Caitlin.
Well, this might be the closest. And sorry, Kat isn't there to give you the face that you want.
Just for those people in production that are watching this live podcast, I'm talking to you. Take a note from Rob.
You like what I'm saying?
If it's not already the note that you were going to do.
I think this would throw a monkey wrench into prank work.
And how will prank work? We throw a wrench.
Yeah.
Classic.
Okay. Look at that. Glad you like that, Brent. Okay. This was really interesting in the episode tonight. So Holly goes to go vote. And Holly's going to cast her vote for Sis, not Annalise. Okay, don't get it twisted, everybody. It's Annalise, not Sis. But big reaction here, and I don't know who this is from when Holly casts her vote tonight.
I am so sorry to vote to evict Sis.
Sis.
Was that the studio audience?
It was, which is insane.
What? Brett, we haven't heard a reaction all season like this.
That was crazy. Again, I think it's because they left out all of yesterday. Like, they just left it at the end of Taco Tuesday, and it was like, you still thought, this is probably just smoke. This is a red herring. Christy's still going to go home. Jackson's been saying all week long that he wants Christy to go home. They didn't give any backstory to really back up why Jackson changed his mind and why Sis was so unpalatable as someone to keep in the house for him. So,
we need those damn casuals to stop reacting like that.
Sis is from Simi Valley. Was this all her friends and family in the audience?
I am so sorry to vote to evict Sis.
Sis.
Gosh. And Holly, she heard that, just to totally be clear. So you never underestimate the amount of mind games that's going to play on her.
There was no reaction to any other vote for the entire season.
What do you mean she heard that?
She heard it. She heard the gas because Julie's mic was still on. So she definitely heard that.
Are you sure about that?
100% she reacted to that gas.
Yeah.
And you could even hear that Julie's mic was still on because you can hear the little like the microphone sound when it's on. It was definitely on.
Yeah. Oh, there was some weirdness also then with Julie talked with Sis and was like, I heard that. I just got it in my ear that you were going to say something.
That was journalism at its finest.
To Christy.
That was really funny.
What were you going to say?
I love you.
I was just going to say that I love you.
I'm just going to say I love you. Yeah. And that's all. I wasn't really going to do that.
Sis did okay. I was worried that Sis was really going to struggle through the interview with Julie. But she was doing pretty good up until the end.
I mean, He knew it before.
Talking about Nick.
The whole blow up. So I don't know. It just didn't really make sense. I don't know. I'm just really confused about everything.
No kidding. Yeah.
Rob said when we were watching, he was like, he voiced it, pretending like he was Annalise, and was like, "I'm so confused." Yeah, and then literally the second later, she goes, "I'm just confused."
She's confused.
She's so confused. She still doesn't know what happened. She doesn't realize that she screwed this up. She really doesn't. She just feels like Christy had a better campaign. She never will. No, she was totally miscast on the show. Again, bad casting. God love you. She's a gorgeous girl. She should have been cast on Love Island. That's where she belonged. That's mm-hmm. what she wanted to do, go to Love Island. She didn't even want a game. She said gaming hurt her head. She gets a headache when she does too much gaming. So
Caitlin, all of a sudden she's like, yeah, I love this game. I'm so self-interested. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you were saying that she did an okay job at the exit interview with Julie. I thought she was really going to blow it during her final interview. Relax. I thought she was really going to not do so great at the end when she was, you know, giving her final speech to the house guests. And I thought
she did fine.
I thought she did fine. I thought she did absolutely fine.
Both of them did great. They weren't like, you know, stop the world speeches in terms of you know, oh my God. But they were well put together, well articulated. They didn't get nervous. They didn't stumble over their words, which is hard on live television. And I thought they both acquitted themselves very well.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay. Will you watch the extended interview with Julie and Sis?
Always.
I mean, Annalise.
Yes.
Don't say Sis.
Of course. Of course. Are you going to watch?
Yeah, I think I might be interested just for out of curiosity.
The goodbye messages. I want to hear the goodbye messages. That's what I want to hear.
And I want to see what she has to say about her relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to talk about Jack. And that's also like kind of awkward too, where, you know, we sort of like got Jack dragged 2 weeks ago and she's like, yay, I get to see Jack. He's so awesome. Okay. Have fun. Okay. Before we get into your questions that we're getting on Twitter, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are friends over at the FabFitFun Box. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now on pre-sale. Caitlin, I know you love the FabFitFun Box.
I really do. It's my favorite company, truly.
FabFitFun is the seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. Retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. And my wife is a subscriber to the FabFitFun box as well.
Really?
Yes.
So oh my God, we have so much in common.
She swears by it. I walked in to our room and she's like, this big box of stuff. And I'm like, where did you order all this stuff from? She's like, no, don't worry. It's just FabFitFun box.
Yeah, no, it's probably like the most exciting thing to open that box full of goodies. I love it.
Yeah, it is super exciting. You get the subscription benefits, all the different products that you get with full size beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and tech products sent straight to your doorstep every single season. No pranks whatsoever. Also, that our listeners can get the FabFitFun membership that goes beyond the box itself with add-ons, FFF TV videos, the FFF community forum, all part of the box that is both Fab, Fit, and Fun. The FabFitFun box for all. FabFitFun, it's the seasonal subscription box with the full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products retailing for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Use the coupon code RHAP for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Again, use that promo code RHAP for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. All right, Brent, what questions are people asking of us?
I haven't gotten any.
Okay,
questions.
All right. check it out. Let's check our mentions and see what's going on. We'll take questions from the chat here. Okay.
Shout out to Alex. She just texted me a picture of all of us and said,
"Alex Willett, what's
you're
going
doing
on?
Great, yeah. sweetie."
What's going on with the Starbucks that you talked about last week that watches us live on Thursday nights?
Oh my God. So the Starbucks in Florida is sending us a gift.
Send
basket.
It. Yeah. Okay.
Woo! So we all get coffee and tea and whatever else they send us. They asked like what we want. And I was like, not going to go ahead and be like, yeah, we'll take like the blonde espresso. Like, no, of course, like do what you want.
Could we get like, is there anybody like at a Chipotle who's watching this live for Taco Tuesday?
Oh my God. If there's anybody at a Chipotle, if there's anyone at a Ruth's Chris.
Yes. For Steak Sunday.
If there's anyone at a... Just like anything. If there's, and also, actually, never mind. I'm not going to do that right now.
Okay. Here I have a couple questions.
Yes. All right. Go ahead.
at Cindy Bernier, at One Lucky Gay, at RHAP, would Big Brother tell the person, i.e. the America's Prankster, that they have to keep it a secret? I have to say that I would say no. Look, to be clear, I'm in favor of Big Brother telling the house guests, you have to keep this a secret or you will be evicted, because that's what they do in Big Brother Canada, and all of their twists usually, at least for the television show, come off fairly well. Like, there's a lot of pop in terms of the payoff, but yes. Big Brother in US lets people
and that's also how you watch Big Brother After Dark, Brent.
Yes, exactly, for the pop. Yes, no, I mean, like, they let them say whatever they want, and I don't care for that. But that's been their, you like, you know, Obi could tell anybody about his nightmare power. Christy could tell anybody about her panic of power. So I really feel like that they'll let them say whatever they want. At Not the Know It All says, is the ultimate prank going to be on us? There will be a double eviction next week, and no one, including us, will know.
Okay, I don't think so. The point of the double eviction is to get people to tune in. Exactly. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, then not good. Caitlin, what do you have?
I don't know. Why don't you zoom in and okay, look, see
let's,
what
let's
I look
go
like.
To the super zoom. Go to the regular zoom. This is Caitlin is holding a picture of me blanketing from the night that she was evicted from the Big Brother house. That's sent to us by Jennifer hashtag watch glow season 3 on Twitter at Jen_Wyatt8905.
So yeah, I have nothing to say. That's just what I wanted to show.
Okay. Chris Erickson wants to know, do you think that the BB bird sound fakery was production signal for the fans to pick Nicole for the prankster, Brent?
I mean, if Nicole's going to win this prankster power, it's going to be because of that. Otherwise, she wasn't really in the episode. And the fact that this BB bird calling thing was there gave her a little bit of a bit in the show. But I don't think it's enough for people to get to a vote for her, get to vote for her, especially when Cliff's there. Like, if Cliff wasn't there, I could see people voting for Nicole. Or if Cliff had won HOH, I could see people voting for Nicole. I just think he's the most likely person to win. I know that people are asking, well, who do we need to vote for to get Holly? Because we want Nick versus Christy. But Holly may already be thinking to put up Nick versus Christy. So I don't know that they need any help necessarily. I really feel like the Swiss is going to be like a total dud. I really do.
Okay. Give us our worst case scenario for the twist.
Worst case scenario, gosh, Tommy wins the Tommy has a possibility of winning America's Prankster. He's
can you believe
big,
it? I'm America's Prankster.
He has a presence. Obviously, he had that costume thing earlier in the season. He's a very good sport about it, so he could win. He could go to Holly.
I'm the ultimate jokester.
Make a deal with them and say, look, you know, I'll protect your people. You protect my people. He obviously is. He's, you know, although he's trying to distance himself from Nick, I think he would try to point Holly in a different direction if he could keep Nick. So I do feel like the Tommy would probably be the worst case scenario, because then I feel like Cliff and Nicole might really be in some danger. But I
don't think there's any possibility. Caitlin, do you think there's any way America is voting Tommy as the prankster?
I'm going to go ahead. It's like a quick, like, psychic moment and say, literally no. It's either
fake news.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. So,
well, you asked me for the worst case scenario. So.
Well, yeah, I just think the worst case scenario. I'm sorry, did you want to play something, Rob?
There you go.
I think that the worst case scenario is not necessarily who wins it. It's what the person does, which would then be the worst case. The most boring case, the worst case, would be them admitting who they are, and then it all just goes back to Holly.
I think that's what's going to happen. I really do.
Brent,
I don't
stop putting that out there into the universe.
I'm so sorry.
Like, do we not? Mm-hmm. Do we need to do manifestation 101 with Caitlin Herman? Because I don't know that everyone knows how to do it.
Yeah, how do you manifest stuff?
Christy was talking about that.
The whole point of manifestation, it goes back to the law of attraction. Yes. The law of attraction is like thoughts attract like things. Okay. Ask, believe, receive kind of energy. So the more you put like and like energy, it will provide into a physical form.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk. Have a good night.
Yes. Okay. All right. I need to. I used to be better at that.
At what? Hitting the bell?
No. thinking positive thoughts.
I know. You honestly, I feel like something's up.
Are
you okay?
Talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Life coaching session.
Okay. I need a life coach. Okay. Hardy's Toothbrush wants to know, what is the difference between what Christy did and Dan's funeral, Brent?
I mean, Dan's funeral, to be clear, I saw this tweet that they posted on the show where they were comparing Taco Tuesday to Dan's funeral. Look, it's not even in the same ballpark.
Yeah. Taco Tuesday, Dan's funeral, right?
No. For those of you who don't are on the video podcast, Rob was making a joke there. No, Dan's funeral is way up here. Taco Tuesday is way down here. Look, like I said, I give Christy credit. She pushed open some doors. She knocked down some walls. She got people talking. And that in and of itself opened the door that she needed to walk through. But she didn't know. She didn't have a plan about, okay, I'll get him to say this. And then this will happen. And then that's how I can survive. No, it basically was like she was up. She had decided she wasn't going to do Taco Tuesday. She had decided, you know what? I'm not that kind of person. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to ruin people's dinner. She was up in the HOH room talking to Jackson. Nick, you saw, ran up there and called her out. And she's like, okay, let's do this then, because I wasn't going to do this. But you decided we're going to do it. So you can't give her credit for Taco Tuesday because she wasn't going to do it in the first place. Mm-hmm. She had decided that she's not going to do it. So no, I can't give her credit for that.
You can give her
lots of credit for being a hungry gamer and pushing and making sure that Nick, you know, stepped on his toes when he was talking once they got going. But she wasn't going to do Taco Tuesday until he pushed her into it.
Definitely different. But I think, Taco Tuesday will live in infamy.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great TV, great feeds. I thought it was funny that the night that it happened was the night that I didn't feel well. And so I went to bed like at 9:30, which is, if you know me, like I never do that. I know, right? And it happened about 10:30. So I woke up the next morning and I'm like, pissed. Nick versus Christy. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I would like spent the next 2 hours trying to reconstruct what happened.
I just got a Venmo.
Venmo? For Venmo. What are you manifesting?
Oh my God, I'm donating so much these days. Seth paid $5. It says, I would like to formally place my bid for the auction of your episode notes. I need these hashtag hot takes.
Okay. Takes more spicy than Taco Tuesday.
Rare!
All right.
Okay. So interesting. I will say that Taylor Allen tweeted me that on Facebook, and this is about 1,000. Let's see, there's about 2,000 people voting in this poll. So Nick is in front in the casuals poll, and Nicole is in front in the less casuals, like the more. You
Wait,
know,
say
people-
that who's in front in the Nick. Casuals poll?
Nick is in front in the casuals. All right, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Nick is in front. Like he just sent me two polls, and I'm trying to decipher which is which. So Nick is in front in the non-casuals poll in terms of people like us voting, and Nicole is in front in favor of the.
Nick casuals. Is so sketchy.
So either one, though, he's in the top two. So Taylor is trying to say that Nick has a snowball's chance in hell because of the way the episode was edited and that he was like, he's the obvious target of everybody in the house right now. So do I think that has legs? I don't know. I'm still not really buying that, but I've been surprised before with Big Brother. Again, it's a vote. So again, we never get to see the votes. It's just like, okay, you won. So
Big Brother, it's such a show, man.
Yeah. When does the voting end? This could be a
tomorrow.
One where the TV viewers really have
like
the field trip. The voting was spread out over so long. It was so hard to find that really it was the live feed people really threw their weight around. But this could be maybe a little bit more of impact of the TV show. It's possible that the TV viewers may dislike Christy so much that whoever Christy does not like, that could make Nick somehow a sympathetic figure.
And remember that they were not prepared for this vote tonight. I mean, they went into tonight thinking Christy was going to be evicted. I actually, my mom watches Big Brother now, and I didn't get to tell her. Like, I was in the car with her on Monday. We went to the casino, and she's like, he didn't use the veto, did he? And I'm
first
like,
of all, can we rewind? I just I don't even know what your mom looks like. I just love the idea of you and your mom going to the casino. How would you do?
Well, we won, actually.
Brent always wins. Really?
I drag her with me. Yeah. Oh she comes along and so I have my little YouTube channel, you know. So, she comes along.
It was very fun.
You know, she was like, he's not going to use the veto, right? Because my mom wants Christy to go home. So I can see people like my mom in casuals being like, what? Christy didn't go home.
At least your mom is like open to spoilers. Imagine my father. It's like my mom will sometimes keep up, and then I'll call my dad and he'll be like, don't tell me a fucking thing, Caitlin. He goes, and I'll be like, come on, come on. It's like a really big deal. He'll be like, what is this doing for you, Caitlin? Like, is it you really need to tell? Is it really like sitting in your stomach that you really need to? What is it doing for you to tell me? And I just be like, fuck off, goodbye.
Yeah.
That's my relationship with my dad.
Okay. Well, we need a casual correspondent that we can call. Everybody has like anecdotal, that they can call like their parents. But I think we need some.
Alan Herman to the stage at the New York show.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Is it 3 weeks from tonight?
Is it three or two?
3 weeks from tonight. It's the 22nd.
Guys, we're going to have a lit time.
robhaswebsite.com/bb21live for the last couple of remaining tickets for that show.
Is it almost sold out?
Yeah, I opened up a few more tickets. It was
I have to give you a guest list.
Okay, that's why I've been holding some seats back because I need Caitlin's guest list first.
I only have 7.
Okay, all right, Brent. Anything else we need to talk about tonight?
No, I feel like we're pretty good. We've covered most everything. I'm sure some of you tweeted some questions to me, but there was a lot of repeat questions, a lot about asking about the resets and the possibilities of that. Again, well, that's just our opinion, or especially Rob's opinion of it. I personally don't share that opinion.
I'll plant my flag on. I think it's no eviction on Thursday, and then we have double eviction in early September. Also, I saw in the chat that there was also... this upcoming Thursday is also a lot of NFL games on Thursday night. This is upcoming Thursday is the fourth week of the NFL preseason, which means on a lot of the CBS affiliates that they are going to be having their AFC playoff AFC preseason game number 4, which are all on Thursday night. So Big Brother will not be seen in its normal time slot in a lot of markets. So if you were ever going to have a reset week, that this upcoming Thursday would be the week to do it.
Damn,
that's
certainly
fair. By the way, if you follow my Twitter at @OneLuckyGay, I will tweet out links for people. I actually had that problem tonight. The Cincinnati Bengals were playing in my market tonight. Big Brother was preempted, and I had to watch it online. So if I was asking people for help, and they helped me, so I will help you next Thursday. If you are
giving back.
Right, and there's preseason NFL tonight, but in these couple of weeks, there's also preseason NFL tomorrow, and I think on Saturday, and maybe even on Sunday. In the fourth week, it's all on Thursday. So that a ton of these CBS stations are going to have their local team playing, and Big Brother is going to get really thrown off this upcoming Thursday.
Not just to put a bit of a spoiled milk on your thought there, Rob, though, I really don't feel like that Big Brother is going to pull the rug out from under us after they've already told us that there's going to be an eviction, because I feel like then it would look very unfair, because if it gets to the end of the week and it looks like Chrissy's going to be evicted, and then they decide, it's a reset, prank's on you, I feel like that would look very
that you're reading too much into what's in Julie's teleprompter. I think that is not necessarily canon.
I agree that they may not necessarily think of that, but that would be the perception of it with the fan base.
They may call it like an eviction. We may vote, and then they walk out of the house, and it's like silly string, prank, we got you, no eviction.
Oh my God, you are.
Okay, that's really fair.
You are.
Well, I am what?
That could be it.
Unbelievable?
I think that's actually probably closer to what would have
happened. We told you it was prank week.
Where there is an actual eviction, but then they walk out to like silly putty and everything and silly string.
There's nobody in the studio. We got you.
One idea after the other. Look. I have full body chills.
Hey, this could be complete fan fiction at this point, but I think.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Right, we're hyped.
Julie's not even there. The person walks out wait, what? There's a note, go back in the house. Note.
That would be great. Oh my God.
Rob, I can't.
Okay.
I have a loss. You need to be on the team.
I'll put my resume out there. All right.
Oh my God, I'll send it.
Send it! Yeah. Caitlin, it's been so nice having you back. It's been a couple of weeks since we've gotten to catch up. I thought you did a great job last week filling in for me.
Apologies to the people that...
It was polarizing.
Didn't.
It was polarizing.
But I'm glad that we're back together.
Yes. And you make every Thursday so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard. I mean, I got a fan base.
Well, let's talk about speaking of Prank Week. So that last week, while I was gone, I had Caitlin come here and do the show, Brent, live from my studio. Mm-hmm. Caitlin plastered, can we get my entire studio with pictures, including, and not just my studio, that she had these 8x10s. There's 5x7s all over pictures of, instead of like picture frames with my family, picture of Caitlin, all over my entire office.
I had some help.
My kids are like, Dad, why did this happen? I was like, Caitlin is a jokester. She's a jokester. But Dad, why did she do this?
Wait, were they really upset?
That my son, Dominic, was just very confused.
My God, that makes me so upset.
He was very confused. Like, Dad, why did this happen?
Oh my God, Rob, that's really sad.
He just thinks that you are like this ultimate jokester now.
Does he hate me?
No. But I couldn't believe it. Where'd you go to Kinko's? Where'd you print a million of these pictures?
Listen.
Is this your headshot now?
I have my sources. I'm not willing to disclose.
Yes.
But we had a lot of fun. Thanks for being a good sport. And also, talk about a manifestation of Prank Week. I mean,
am I right?
They're
still up there.
You've really kept
some
out.
Sometimes they just fall down in the middle of a podcast.
Oh, by the way, you will find some in places that, like, in maybe months from now.
Months from now?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Oh, like, my God.
There are some in places where you're just going to be like, what the? Like, one day you're just going to see it and be like, huh? Like, they're in weird spots.
Weird spots. Okay. I have not found any unusual spots, but they're, thank you.
I'm telling you, they're there.
All right. This was so great. We got so much going on. Scott St. Pierre is traveling back home, so I don't have the cards up to show you guys. But this week, I really burnt the candle at both ends to be on two of our Wrap Up podcasts this week. I watched 12 hours of Bachelor in Paradise.
Lord's work.
To be on the Bachelor Wrap Up with Amy and Haley. Mm-hmm. And
I have to listen.
That Caitlin and I were talking shop on Bachelor in Paradise. The Taco Tuesday was so spicy, they needed Jane the Hot Sauce Lady to come in.
John Paul Jones
would have thrown up if he took one bite of this taco on Taco Tuesday. It was so spicy.
I didn't think I could be more obsessed with you, and then you just said that. Yes. Like, you know the name. You
I know everything
people
about Bachelor in Paradise. It was a wild week on Bachelor in Paradise.
You
this
are
week.
My God.
Brent, do you watch? Yeah.
Brent, do you watch Bachelor in Paradise?
I do not.
No.
Come on.
I'm going to get you on with Amy and Haley. It's going to be a wild episode this week.
Oh,
I'm
going to
get you.
God.
And then I binged all of Australian Survivor this week to be on with the pod mother, Shannon Gates. It's great. It's a great season of Australian Survivor. If you're not watching, if you are like on the fence about watching Australian Survivor, do yourself a favor. Watch this season. It's really, really fun. Great cast.
I want to be on Survivor.
We got in the patron group, you can get some links for the Australian Survivor. You want to be on Survivor.
I would do anything to prove to myself that I can do it.
Yeah.
Do right? what?
To be on Survivor
or win the game?
Okay. Obviously, but everyone goes on these shows to win the game. You don't just go on the show to like have fun. Like, I'm trying to make money. Well,
that's a big goal though. Like, if you got to like, you know, eighth place, like, would that be doing it?
It's obviously all an accomplishment even just to get on. But
yeah,
like, I don't know. I just think that would be a really cool thing to be able to do. Rob, what was it like?
In one word,
just fun.
It's fun. Yeah. I was 24 years old and I lived in my parents' basement and people said to me, hey, do you want to go be on a TV show? And I was like, yeah.
Rob, who are you talking to like within the past week and they didn't realize that you were on?
Kemi.
Kemi, yes. Yeah. I felt old then, man. I felt
old. She was like, what? You were on Survivor?
Like, yeah. You were on Survivor?
I think there's some people listening to this podcast that don't know I was
win?
On Survivor.
Are you serious? Well, public service announcement. Rob wasn't just on Survivor once.
Twice. Two times. Not yes, it's not even prank week.
And so
what do you think I'd do?
On Survivor, I think that if you could get through the first couple of votes, I think you'd be around there for a while. I think that if you didn't get there, and I think I think if you could hold your own in the challenges and prove to the team that you were, because I think that it's possible people would say, "Oh, Caitlin isn't helping us. You know, she's not like strong. She's not helping us in the challenges." If you can get through a vote or two, you're going to be dangerous.
I'm very strong.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think would last longer, Brent, myself, Taryn, or Melissa?
On Survivor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm not in that conversation.
Between the four of us, I want rankings right now.
Survivor rankings?
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's pretty easy. I feel like...
I don't think it's that easy.
I feel like it'd be Melissa, Caitlin, Taryn, me. I think Taryn looks too smart and they'd get rid of him. Like Bradley.
He looks too smart? I don't think that's a thing.
I think that you are very much not giving yourself credit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a thing.
Because you'd have a good social game.
I feel like Brent gets hangry.
Yeah, oh. I get hangry and I get mouthy. I let my mouth. I'm like Nick. I can be like Nick in some ways. Like, yeah. Ways. Like I'd be like you, Caitlin. If I can get past the first vote or two, I feel like I'd probably be okay.
You'd have a chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I know this is neither here nor there.
By the way, also last night we talked with Brittany Haynes, and I know we had some technical issues, and boy, I heard about it with the technical issues last night. But we had a great podcast with Brittany Haynes, who also said she wants to be on Survivor. That's her dream.
She said that last night.
Yeah, she would love to do Survivor. And check that out. If you missed it last night or you couldn't wait for the live stream to start, the whole podcast was recorded. The podcast was up. The video was up. I think that you would still find it very enjoyable to hear about the time that the Zingbot overheated from Brittany Haynes. Brittany Haynes had some great stories about how she thought that one of the twists on Big Brother 12 was that Hayden and she thought that they were twins. So she had some really great stuff together as well. So really fun podcasts this week. And also Summer of Stein was this week as well. So check that all out. Of course, Taryn will be back in the morning. And I believe it's the later time on Friday for Puya Friday. So do we know, Brent, is it noon Eastern on Friday?
Taryn is in the chat right now, but I'm thinking that's probably the case that Puya is on a little bit later. And so it's going to be at noon on Friday. Taryn, if you could confirm that.
Yeah, confirm that. So check that out on Friday, and then we'll be back on Sunday night for another Big Brother 21 recap.
Yep, it is at noon. Taryn confirms.
Okay, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. All right, Caitlin, what's new?
Truly not much. You know what was just going through my head though?
What?
Like
what?
This is just like a day in the life of my thought process. I was like, I really got to stop getting these Venmos from people, but what's a way that I can feel justified for making this money? Guys, just book me on Cameo.
Book Caitlin on Cameo.
Just book me on Cameo. I literally love making them, and I have so much fun doing it. Like, don't just throw money into my Venmo. Like, have me work for it. Like, don't just do that.
I was thinking about, I'm going to get on Cameo.
Do you not have Cameo?
I don't have it.
You need to be on Cameo.
Yeah.
You need to be on Cameo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the most fun thing ever. And people write like the most, you can tell me exactly what to say, or you can be like, Caitlin, free range, be yourself, express yourself. So much fun. It's a great time.
All right.
Get you on Cameo. I'll send you the
Refer a friend. This was my. I'm gonna get on Cameo, but my Cameo is gonna be like $200, like $200 on Cameo. But then I'm gonna say
that's
like,
a good idea.
But hey, be a patron of Rob's podcast. Talk to me all the time. I'm not that. This is a $200 value here on robiswebsite.com/patron because this is a $200 value on Cameo. You could talk to me Facebook Friday, patron cast every month. It's coming up on Tuesday. So go ahead and jump on in robiswebsite.com/patron. Talk to me all the time.
Guys, being a patron is like the move.
The move. Thank you, Caitlin. Truly I appreciate move. That.
No, it is. It's like, if you're not a patron, what do you do? Like, what are you doing? You literally like,
what are you doing?
Like, have support. Have support. Like, how do you think that podcast? Well,
don't shame people.
I'm also not trying to yell at anyone, yeah. But like, I feel like having your own podcast, like this is
thank you.
Support the business. If you want to see us continue doing the Lord's work.
Well, that is that I think that, you know, it gets, maybe it gets a little bit lost on people sometimes that's one, you know.
Well, it's a part of it, guys. That's a part of it.
That's how we have all these Big Brother podcasts. That's the engine that drives us all summer long here. Yeah. The morning updates, everything is all through robiswebsite.com/patron.
Someone just goes, but I'm poor, Caitlin.
They didn't enjoy the show. They didn't enjoy the show. Don't shame people. Yeah. Don't shame
if you're poor, enjoy the show.
Yeah. All right. Of course, you can follow Brent on Twitter. He is at @OneLuckyGay. Brent has been all over the place. He's been on LFC Roundtable. He's talking to Taryn on Twitch.
He's everywhere.
Morning Update. He's on with me.
Yep. I get around.
Yes.
Oh, honey.
Okay. Brent, anything else that you want to tell people about?
No, I think we're good. I'm excited for Holly's HOH. I'm excited. I'm thinking with the Holly HOH that the twist is not going to be as bad as it could have been, because I think that there was a world where, you know, someone else won HOH and Cliff wins America's Prankster Power and everyone knows it's him and it looks really bad and he doesn't get his way. And I think that it could have really hurt his game. But as things stand right now, I am less nervous than I was, but never underestimate Big Brother's power to screw it up.
Okay. All right. And Caitlin, what do you have going on? Caitlin's on Cameo.
I'm on Cameo. It's the end of the month. So starting in September, now I have an additional 2 slots open for coaching.
Okay.
Because 2 just ended.
Where do people go? KateCoaching.com?
KateCoaching.com. You fill out the application. I'll get back to you.
I might fill it out. I might have to bid.
In all seriousness, I would never coach you because we're too close to home. But
Do you have other coaches?
I was within a program of...
It's not going to be Marianne Williamson, is it?
You wish.
You wish, Rob.
No. There is someone who's like very like... would definitely be
$200 today for Marianne Williamson.
I would pay $10,000 to just sit to breathe in right? the same room as her. Okay.
Soak up that energy.
Oh my God. Do I live for that woman?
Right. You're a Marianne Williamson stan too?
The craziness of it. She's got a lot of fun, like peaceful, wacky energy, which I feel like is very...
You know what helpful. I love about her? Truly what I love about her? She is so aligned with like, you know, when you're like in a funk and this and that, she is so aligned with like her truth and her message and what she believes in that she doesn't even consider for a second that anyone else would think it's crazy. Which I think is unbelievably cool that she's that into her own thing that she's like,
She's
like, I mean, how do you not get this? Like, I'm so floating here and like, oh, it's peace and love, baby. It's this and that, sister. Don't you get it? Like, and all of us are just like looking at her like, what the hell? And she's like, this right. Like, honey, you just turn to peace.
Straight face.
Yeah, return to love. Oh my God, I love her.
Okay. All right. On that note. All right. Great job, Brent. Great job, Caitlin.
Thank you.
We'll see you next Thursday.
Bye. Yes.
We'll see whether or not there's a eviction, whether or not somebody goes home. We'll be back next Thursday to talk about it all. We will see you guys on Sunday night. Also, keep your eyes peeled for my upcoming Talking with T-Bird. Got another one in the can today. So that's coming up this weekend on Robin's Podcast. Plus also Robin Akiva Need a Podcast as well coming this weekend. So have a good one, everybody. Take care.
Bye.